This is Teresa St. Romain, a volunteer reader at the Audio Reader Network, reading the District Dialogue newsletter published in January 2026. This is a publication of Kansas Lions District 17A, a district of Lions International, whose mission is to empower Lions clubs, volunteers, and partners to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities, and support those in need through humanitarian service and grants that impact lives globally and encourage peace and international understanding. We begin with the governor's message. Lions, we have been successful in Northeast Kansas this year so far. I know clubs throughout our district are performing service to their communities, be that blood drives, food drives, collecting plastic wrap to make benches and reduce the amount of plastic going into landfills, to sorting eyeglasses and vision screening for youth, in addition to the pancake feeds, biscuit and gravy breakfasts, and much, much more. Thank you for all that you do for the communities you serve. Did you know that as a member of Lions International, clubs have access to liability insurance for your events where the public could potentially be harmed? Some municipalities specifically partner with Lions clubs for their 4th of July celebrations because, as Lions, the liability insurance is provided. Clubs, you do have to generate the certificate of insurance based on the named event you are hosting for your club and if you have a community partner to include. Learn more about this coverage on lionsclubs.org/en/resources-4-members/resource-center/insurance. The dates for the district-wide river cleanup are now set. April 18th in Lawrence, April 25th in Manhattan. Two dates and two locations. I'm excited to have an environmental project so that the whole district can collaborate and work together. More details to come. Speaking of environmental projects, the environmental photo contest deadline is February 1st, 2026. For details, visit kansaslions.org/environmental-program. Keep doing what you're doing and strive to add new members to your club. New members mean new ideas, new contacts and connections, and more hands to provide service. The goal? A 10% growth in membership in each club. Congratulations to the Jackson County Lions Club, our newest club in District 17A. 20 members converted from the Sabetha Lions Club branch to form the new club. I look forward to attending your Charter Night celebration. Jackson County Lions Charter Night is February 21st at the Jackson County Senior Center, 312 Pennsylvania Avenue, Holton, Kansas, 66436. 5:30 p.m. for networking, 6 o'clock p.m. dinner and program. Seating is limited and advance reservations are required. Cost is $15. Menu, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes with white gravy, corn, roll, and dessert. Coffee, tea, or water, reduced calorie dessert provided. You must RSVP by February 14th to Terry Weldon by email, terryweldon@gmail.com, and that's TerryWeldin. This piece is from DG Irene Hawes, irene@idesigngs.com. A sidebar lists upcoming significant dates and the district officers. Save the dates for cabinet meetings, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. February 7th, Zoom only. June 13th, Salvation Army Worship Center, Olathe. Plan to attend the District 17A convention on April 10th to 11th, a new date, at the Doubletree Inn and Suites in Manhattan, Kansas. Save the date also for the state convention, May 30th to 31st, 2026, in Hutchinson, Kansas. Zone meetings are scheduled by the zone chairs for the clubs in each zone, attended by the club presidents and club secretaries. Club vice presidents are welcome. The six district officers are Irene Hawes, district governor, Roger Yost, first vice district governor, Cheryl Kearns, second vice district governor, Stephanie Heisler, district secretary, StephanieRHeisler@hotmail.com, Heisler is H-E-I-S-L-E-R, Ron Nichols, District Treasurer, CoachRonNichols@gmail.com, Nichols is N-I-C-H-O-L-S, Rick Dodson, District Administrator, DodsonR23@gmail.com. Next, a piece from First Vice District Governor Roger Yost. When they are all gone. 40-plus years ago, when I was asked to join the Lions Club of my hometown, I didn't have to think about it for very long. I had spent my entire growing up years seeing how involved this organization is within our small community. Floats in the parades, awards given at graduation, candy day at football games, hamburger feeds at the county fair and city park. I could go on and on. We even had our own trap range and sponsored weekly events with teams for neighboring towns year-round. Funds raised help families in need, kids in need, and the towns in our county. Now we see communities without Lions volunteers reaching out and giving back. The loss of service is unnoticed until it is too late. We as Lions, no matter the location, have the ability to help. Visit other clubs, invite other clubs to participate, challenge other clubs as well as your own to look to the future and new projects. Gaining new members means new ideas. By focusing on the good and correcting the bad, we will thrive. Let's let our service be heard. Roar! You can't expect to catch a cub without venturing into the tigress's den. From Roger Yost, 1st Vice District Governor. A reminder, the deadline to submit electronic images for the environmental photo contest is February 1st. Contact Terry Weldon, terryweldon@gmail.com for District 17A. And now a sidebar, lead to serve, serve to lead, the District 17A Global Action Team. Vanya Castro, Global Leadership Team Coordinator, Dr. Vanya Castro at gmail.com, Vanya is V-A-N-I-A. Eric Strimpel, Global Membership Team Coordinator, estrimp81@msn.com. Rick Dodson, Global Service Team Coordinator, DodsonR23@gmail.com. Eric Tweedy, Global Extension Team Coordinator, EricTweedy@iCloud.com. The Kansas Lions Directory is online. Visit KansasLions.org. This is password protected. Your president, secretary, and zone chair have the password listed in the hard copy directory. Any changes to club meeting dates, times, and locations can be updated on the digital version of the directory when emailed to kansaslions@gmail.com. Be sure to update club details in the Edit Club Details section on the Lions portal, too. Thank you for keeping your club details current. District Dialogue Publication Details. Email news articles and upcoming events to 17anews@gmail.com. Deadline is the first of the month for publication at mid-month. Visit and join the District 17A Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/KansasLionsDistrict17A. Share your club's posts to this group too. District website, kslionsdistrict17a.org. Past issues of the District Dialogue are saved here. Next is a piece from 2nd Vice District Governor Cheryl Kearns. Happy New Year! Wouldn't it be great if each of us brought in a new member this month? What a way to kick off the new year. It is hard to believe that this Lions year is half over. What did you choose to do to help eliminate hunger during Focus on Hunger Week? Our club collected cereal and fruit cups to help a backpack program so kids can eat on the weekends, and also sent hearty soup to a local food pantry. I hope everyone had a joyful and blessed holiday season. I took some time for mental wellness and quiet time with family. Now I feel recharged and ready to go. Reminder, State Council meeting is via Zoom on January 24th. You should have received information on how you and your club can help with the Veterans Statewide Project. Those donations need to be in by the 15th. Club presidents and club secretaries are encouraged to attend. Actually, anyone can join the call. The district cabinet meeting is on Saturday, February 7th. It is also via Zoom, so grab your warm socks and join in. From Cheryl Kearns, 2nd Vice District Governor. Next, information about the Lions International Peace Poster Contest. 2026-2027 contest materials will be available January 15th. For nearly four decades, the Lions International Peace Poster Contest has given children ages 11 to 13 the opportunity to share what peace means to them through art. Each year, Lions clubs around the world sponsor the contest in schools and organized youth groups, giving young people the opportunity to be recognized at local and international levels and awarded a grand prize of $5,000 for their creativity in sharing their vision of the current year's theme. Next, an update from Lion Vern Fahler, Health Program Chair, about the Lions Health Program Diabetes Camp Scholarships. In the past 15 years, District 17A has sent 1 to 5 youths per year to one of two diabetes camps administered by the American Diabetes Association, ADA. The cost to a family to send a youth to a diabetes camp has gone up over the years, where it now costs a family $825 for one camp and $700 for the other. District 17A has always asked the family to pay $150 and the district would scholarship the rest. The estimated cost for a family to support a youth with diabetes is $1,000 to $2,000 per month. This is why the district has scholarshiped such a large amount. District 17A has 5 youths that have asked for a scholarship this year, 2026. Last October, the District 17A Lions Health Program, LHP, asked for donations to offset the scholarships. The district has received one donation for these scholarships of $500. Please look at your funds and make a donation to the Diabetes Camp Fund. Any amount is fine. Please make the check to District 17A Diabetes Fund and on the memo write Diabetes Camp Fund and send the check to Lion Vern Fehler. He collects this information and forwards the check to the district treasurer. Let's make 2026 a memorable year for the 5 families that have asked for a diabetes scholarship. From Lion Vern Fehler, District 17A Health Program Chair, vlfaylor@gmail.com, that's VLFAILOR, cell 785-231-3960. Next, a piece from PDG Rich Webster, Nominations Chair. It's time for nominations to be submitted. Here's what you need to know. Any qualified member of a club in the district seeking the office of district governor shall file his or her intention to so run in writing with the nominating committee prior to the day of its report to the convention and furnish evidence of her or his compliance with the qualifications for said office set out in the district constitution and bylaws. The nominating committee shall place in nomination at the district convention the names of all candidates so qualified. If none is so received and or so qualified, then, but then only, nominations for the office may be made from the floor. Each candidate shall be allowed one nominating speech of no more than 5 minutes duration and one seconding speech of no more than 3 minutes duration. Any member of a club in the district seeking the office of first or second vice district governor shall file his or her intention to so run in writing with the nominating committee at least 30 days prior to the election and furnish evidence of her or his compliance with the qualifications for said office set out in the district constitution and bylaws. A candidate for director of any Lions Foundation recognized by MD-17 shall file her or his written letter of intent with a nominating committee member no less than 30 days prior to the annual convention of the district. If no applications are received, the presiding officer shall call for nominations from the floor. Voting delegates are determined by the number of members in the individual club. Each voting delegate from a club and each past district governor must present a delegate form signed by the president or secretary of his or her club. The district governor or first and second vice district governors may sign the delegate form if the delegate has misplaced the original form. Each delegate must be a member in good standing. The nominations committee is Rich Webster, 325-669-0406, specter16@gmail.com, that's specter16. Leroy Johnson, 913-837-4179, bigbearx4@gmail.com. Al Kimmy, 785-548-7554. aikimmy@rainbowtel.net. That's aikimmy@rainbowtel.net. The district bylaws can be found at kslionsdistrict17a.org/district-17a-constitution-and-bylaws. The District 17A foundations are Kansas Lions Foundation, Kansas Lions Band Foundation, and Kansas Lions Sight Foundation. Next up, District 17A wishes a big hello to our new members, Melissa Minge Barnes, sponsor Lindsay Hatzel, Seth Fulmer, Belleville, sponsor Molly Potizak, Amy Burr, Clay Center, sponsor John Bensley, Matthew Arterburn, Eudora, sponsor Eric Tweedy, Michael Volbrecht, Eudora, sponsor Eric Strimple, Mallory Hendel, Eudora, sponsor Eric Tweedy, Rich Hill, Leavenworth, sponsor Caroline Arter, Brittany Baker Delaney, Leewood, sponsor Jeff Baker, Marin Marler, Olathe Noon, sponsor Chuck Tuttle, Gwyn Hinman, Sabetha, sponsor Terry Weldon, Jim Howard, Sabetha, sponsor Terry Weldon, Tristan Culip, Wakefield, sponsor Richard Avery, Justin Thurlow, Wakefield, sponsor Richard Avery. Edward Ward, Wakefield, sponsor Richard Avery. This information comes from Lion Eric Strimple, CGL, Certified Guiding Lion, he, him, his, District 17A GMT, mobile 785-331-7757, email estrimp81@msn.com, or send information to P.O. Box 574, Eudora, Kansas 66025. Next up, information about Take Me to the River, a district-wide environmental project serving 800,000 people who get their drinking water from the Kansas River. Save the dates, two Saturday dates and two locations, April 18th in Lawrence, Kansas, 9 a.m., and April 25th in Manhattan, Kansas, 9 a.m. We would like to see many clubs represented. A group photo will be taken at each event date. More details will be coming. Next, information about Leading with Excellence, Lions Portal training updates for club officers, empowering club leaders, enhancing our service, serving our community. From Dr. Vanya Castro, presidents, treasurers, and secretaries are encouraged to continue strengthening their leadership skills through the Lions Portal and Learning Path. Over the past several months, multiple emails have been sent to all club officers containing detailed instructions and step-by-step guidance on how to access the Lions Portal and complete the required online training courses. District Governor Irene Hawes and I are committed to supporting our clubs in achieving an important district goal, at least 80% of our club officers completing their required e-learning courses by June 30th, 2026. This collective effort strengthens our clubs, enhances leadership effectiveness, and supports long-term service impact across District 17A. Together we can, together we will. Thank you for your continued service, commitment, and leadership. Wishing you a successful and inspiring 2026. In service, PDG Dr. Vanya Castro. drvanyacastro@gmail.com. The next piece is a flyer reading District 17A Membership Growth Challenge. Grow your club by 10% by June 30th, 2026. Get $35 new member fee reimbursed. Join January 15th through March 30th, 2026. Contact District Treasurer Ron Nichols. District 17A Membership Growth Challenge. Lions of District 17A, let's grow together. Our district-wide goal is for every club to increase membership by 10% by June 30th, 2026. Here's the exciting part. For most clubs, that's just one to two new Lions. That's it. Totally obtainable, completely doable, and incredibly impactful. Why this matters? Every new Lion brings fresh energy and ideas, more hands for service, and a stronger, more sustainable club. Small growth equals big impact for our communities. A district incentive, don't miss this. To help remove barriers and encourage action, District 17A is offering a reimbursement to clubs for the one-time $35 application fee for new members. Important details. Reimbursement covers the $35 new member application fee, valid only for members who joined between January 15th and March 30th, 2026. Reimbursements will be made to the club only. To receive reimbursement, clubs must reach out directly to District Treasurer Ron Nichols. Limited time offer? Don't wait. The challenge is on. Talk to a friend, invite a neighbor, share why you became a Lion. Just one or two yeses can put your club on track to meet the goal and help District 17A thrive. Personal recognition? There are membership keys for Lions who have invited others to join Lions. When a new member remains a member for 1 year, there are keys for 2 new members, 5 new members, 10 new members, 15 new members, and 20 new members. The next piece is from Multiple District 17 LCIF. This comes from PID Bill Philippi and IPID Hans Neidhart. Pennies to dollars, regardless of the amount, can change a life today. It may be easy to come to the conclusion that small donations to Lions Clubs International Foundation, LCIF, do not have an impact, but that conclusion could not be farther from the truth. Since 1968, LCIF has provided more than 20,000 grants totaling over $1 billion. These grants provided critical funds that empowered Lions to expand their service and strengthen our humanitarian mission across Lions' global causes. The generosity of LCIF's donors directly impact personal outcomes for individual beneficiaries. The power of LCIF can be measured by one. One life forever changed directly by the donations of each donor. As LCIF donors, we have experienced firsthand the impact on individuals and communities right here in Kansas. Since 1980 to just last September, Kansas has received over 80 grants totaling in excess of $1.4 million. From 2000 through 2025, Kansas has been the recipient of at least one grant per year, except in 2004, 2005, 2016, and 2023. A look back to January 2025 and the California fires emphasizes what our donations and those of Lions from around the world mean to one person or community impacted by a major disaster. California, January 15th, 2025. As wildfires continued to sweep through the Los Angeles area, causing injuries, fatalities, and widespread destruction to homes and businesses, Lions in the region stepped up to assist those in need. With more than $100,000 in Lions Club's International Foundation grant funding, they were able to expand their efforts to provide critical support and resources to affected communities. Funds were used to meet immediate needs, including emergency food packs, water bottles, power cords, hygiene kits, blankets, and face masks, as well as school supplies for children. Check out the following link to view a 40-second video, LCIF, Together We Build Hope. That link is on the Lions Club's International Facebook page and can be found at facebook.com/watch/V=17338621-2051-4865. Facebook comments from non-California Lions around the world reflected the true impact of the service provided by local Lions given the available funds from the LCIF Major Catastrophe Grant. Butch Al Clark. As a Lion for over 50 years and a life member, it is marvelous just how quickly you have responded to this calamity taking place in LA. Let's continue the support of our fellow Lions in the areas affected. God bless. Lion Michira Paul. Being a Lion has changed my mindset completely. In the face of calamity like the recent California tragedy, I think of the children who couldn't run for their lives, the aged and sick family members who were bedridden, animals like pets, and the lost damaged properties. It's sad, it's life-threatening, it's disastrous. We have a role to play. Our California brethren, hold on a little longer. And this piece comes from PID Bill Philippi and IPID Hans Neidhart, Multiple District 17 LCIF co-chair. A photo accompanies this piece showing firefighters in front of a burning building. The caption reads, "Lions are coming to ease your load. We love you." Next, a piece about the Let's Grow Growth Workshop series. Turn passion into purpose, bigger impact, real change, leadership in action, expand your network, find your people, fresh energy, fresh ideas, keep Lions thriving, multiply the good, build your brand through service. Learn how to grow Lions and our impact. Join Lions and Leos across the U.S. and its affiliates for Let's Grow, a four-part interactive workshop designed to help you start new clubs, rebuild existing ones, and ignite unstoppable momentum in your community. You'll learn proven strategies, share ideas, and leave each session ready to grow your pride. Bonus, all new success stories, inspiration, and interaction. Our focus, January 6th, process and club types. January 20th, recruiting. February 3rd, marketing and PR. February 17th, new club application and keep growing. Perfect for GAT coordinators and team members and Lions and Leos hungry for growth and impact. This series takes place January 6th through February 17th every other week, 8 p.m. EST, 7 p.m. CST, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Register now at bit.ly/growthwkshp26. Questions go to membership@lionsusa.org. This concludes the reading of the District Dialogue newsletter published in January 2026. This is a publication of Kansas Lions District 17A, a district of Lions International, whose mission is to empower Lions clubs, volunteers, and partners to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities, and support those in need through humanitarian service and grants that impact lives globally and encourage peace and international understanding. This reading is brought to you by the Audio Reader Network. Visit reader.ku.edu or our listener website at audioreader.net for more information.